So you were saying you used to do a big stew in the pot, was it?
Yeah. We do the stew in the pot outside in the fires. But we mostly boil the cabbage and bacon. We like that. And we like the turnips boiled with the bacon, you know?
Yeah.
Very tasty, didn't they?
And would there be any recipes that were really traditional to travellers that were different to the settled community? Or?
No, we none of that at that time, love. You see, with the culture of the traveller now today is a lot different. And the likes of me now and Sheila there and a few Welsh people, there's only a scattered few.
Yeah.
The young people that we have that are Reardon, they don't know as much as we know. Because if you... Years ago, when we go around to the houses, it was the farmers that kept us. And we used to get the potatoes and cabbage and the bacon and in. They were very good to us. Because we were getting no donor, no nothing. And they kept us going. And we used to have camps, tents, on the side of the road. And if you had a wagon, you'd be rich. There's only an odd one that had a barrel top wagon.
Yeah.
Now, if you talk camp today, the camp is gone. That was our culture, the cant. That's all gone. So if I talk today now to my family about it, they don't know what I'm saying. They'll ask me, what's that? What's this? And all that has gone from the travellers. And it was a pity. An awful pity that died away.
And do you think the young people will have an interest in it, or it's just...
There is a lot of them now that has interest in it. It's still alive, like. They keep it going. And they tell people with the north and hose, like, a bit of the members for from that too.
And would there have been any hunting tradition or anything, you know, for
food? Men hunting out in the field.
Yeah.
They used to hunt and bring the dogs, the greyhounds out in the field. And the farmers sometimes would run them out of the field. They wouldn't want them hunting in the field. But some farmers would let them out in the land where there were no houses. And they used to catch hares. They catch a big hare. There was certain times of the year the hare being young, and if you no good, you couldn't buy them. But if you got the one that wasn't young, you'd bring him home and skin him and clean him and wash him and put him down, and it was lovely. Absolutely, well, a few vegetables.
I'd say. And what about fishing? Would there have been any traditional fishing?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. The fish, they do the fish too. They use the fish for eels, and the fish for trout, the fish around the gill. And they were nice.
What would you do with an eel?
We'd clean them and wash them and fry them. But they don't do that now at all.
You can't do it today. You won't
some
be
people
allowed.
Wouldn't eat them anyway. They say a snail is like a snake. But he is made like him. But he was lovely. We ate them anyway years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone could eat them. But some people wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, and what would you have used? Just butter, just fry it up in a bit of butter in a pan, is it?
Fry a bit of dripping. It was nice dripping that time. Mm. Brown dripping. And we pick a bit into the oven and put eels into it and fry them. Put a grain of flour on the eels as well. Dry them up when you have them washed and dip it with a grain of flour, put them in, and they used to come out lovely.
Great. And then fish then, kind of whatever it was going, trout or salmon or...
And then they catch below in the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, they catch the trout. But the salmon, that I think the salmon was the kind of private. If you were caught taking the salmon out of the rivers, they wouldn't let you do it, you know.
You'd be in trouble. Yeah.
That was a rich fish.
Yeah. And generally the food you were saying you get from farmers, from different farming people.
Yeah, we would. The farmers was very good to us. The farmers kept us going, to tell you the truth. They give you the piece of bacon, they give you the potatoes, they give you the cabbage, and they give us the milk in the evening, and a piece of butter. And you wouldn't have to look. Some of them would bring it down to us. They were very good. Only father wouldn't be able to live. Because there was no... A traveller wasn't allowed to get any money that time. A traveller was no one. There were nothing. They wouldn't even give the dole that time to any traveller. You had no fixed address. You're going from one place to another.
And the way my father, the Lortimer, and her father here, the way they're living, they used to make tins, cans and saucepans and things like that, and go and sell them through the houses. Baham buckets. And we used to sell a bit of stuff out of a basket. Clothes pegs and needles and all that type thing.
Household work.
And about Christmas then, we'd make flowers and sell them to the houses. So that's the life of the traveller that time. And the clothes we used to wear, we used to get them at the people. The people used to give us the clothes, because we had the price of money either way.
They gave us the cast clothes that they wouldn't want, they'd bring them out with us. They were very...
So we had, every traveller had their own county. And we stayed there for the summer and the winter and the whole lot. And that's why the farmers used to know us. Because when you go there to the house, to be down in the field working. And the door would be up and you could walk in and sit down. You can't do much of that today.
And you're based in Dublin now most of the time, are you?
50 years.
Oh, she were 50 years or more.
Yeah. It sounds like you'd miss the old life though, I'd say, would you?
We'd miss it and we do get lonely for it. But in another ways, we're gone old now, a bit old, and we would go down the road, we wouldn't meet. There's no travellers down the road. We could meet travellers, you wouldn't have any company.
We did it in private pint we made bread, but they had fire outside and we made bread in Dublin, we call it.
Yeah. And the hitting the ground, is it? You dig
the ground, light the fire in the ground.
In with the bare grasses.
And get an oven. I have an oven yet. I have one belonging to my mother. I never
put the ground, the round cast.
Yeah, the one with the, bed and the three legs. Yeah. I have that yet. I wouldn't part it for the world. As opposed to when I die, someone else will get. Yeah. But, always over 60 years there, maybe more.
And would you say you put some grasses down underneath us and light them? Or how would you?
Light the fire.
We light the fire top of the grass.
On top of the grass?
Yeah. And the grass might burn back a little bit, wouldn't do any harm. Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you would use some, like, wood, is it? You'd use some
wood or a bit of turf would be good. Turf would be very good if you got.
Yeah, yeah.
Turf that time off of the people in the houses. But the sticks was great too. We used to bake in the sticks too, because we had nothing else only to do that. No gas cooker, none of that.
And what would you do for breakfast and stuff in the morning? Would you have eggs? Or, like, would you cook that on a fire as well? Or?
We'd do a bit, maybe a fry up in the morning for the breakfast.
On the same fire, is it?
Yeah, we slice a bit, maybe a big piece of bacon, and we put a rattler, and we fried them there, and a few eggs. Yeah, we did.
Sounds great.
It's just the same as you do here, but it was tastier that time. The food was tastier. I think that the food, today I think that, well, maybe you wouldn't know. I think it, did you ever hear tell of a piece of home cured bacon?
Yeah.
Well, that's salty bacon. That's seasoned, well seasoned. Well, we'd get a piece of that and we'd leave it soaking in the water through the night and take the salt out of it and wash it and pour it down with the cabbage the next day. And you could smell it. If you were coming up the road, you'd smell it a mile away from you. It was that nice to smell out of it.
Now, about Christmas, we'd all come to the town, maybe Mullingarry, Edenderry, or Nace, or them places. And the travellers would park in the summer. So we'd make a promise to meet there for the Christmas. And we'd build tins and we'd build a shelter tin to tint over the fire again, maybe often seeing it. And on Christmas, then we'd go around the town and the people would give us plenty. And the like of my father and my mother and aged people that time, they weren't that old. They'd go into the pub and they'd get a few glasses of stout and maybe bring a few home with them. And when they'd come home, the big fire would be lightened. And they'd all sit down and chat and start singing. And that's why half of them learned old songs. But that's all gone. It was a lovely life. Yeah. It was very hard in the winter. But it was a lovely life in the summer. And it was a very peaceful life. That's not what the travellers today, you know that yourself. Yeah. It was very good. I never forget and I never will. So the day I die, I always thinking it.
Yeah.
But for to go today and get your family and sit down and tell them. I often brought them down and showed them where we stopped and they said to me, how did you stop there? How did you stop there? Well, we stood there.
Yeah.
There was no one to mind you, no one to go near you. The people up again that mind the place and you'd come back, all gone now. Yeah. And well gone. And never to come back either.
At Christmas, would you have like different cakes and stuff? You'd make a big Christmas cake and that?
We'd get a Christmas cake, yeah. Maybe the people in the house would give us one. I would look and get the price of one for a half a crown or 2 shillings. And that was the way we get a duck or a hen. maybe a turkey. Sometimes
had,
the people give it to us.
We had to keep on by them. We couldn't roast it in the, yeah, it in the oven. We had to keep on boiling it. So we'd have to boil the goose. We never used to get a goose, but a goose was a bit crazy. But we'd pick out the grease out of them and we'd boil it for a while and boil them on again. But we always keep boiling. Smiling, you know.
Yeah, right, love. We'll see you in thanks.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks, Sheila. Thanks, Billy.
All right, love. Thank you. Thanks. See you.